Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Georgia-Florida line. I hope that everyone is doing okay. This is Teddy Reese here with another episode of Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. And this is the 4th of July, you guys, Independence Day. I hope that everyone is having a great time. I hope you're enjoying yourselves. Especially since a lot of us will have tomorrow off, the 5th, you know, since that's the day we're observing the 4th of July this year. So I hope that everyone's having a great time enjoying family, enjoying friends, and most importantly, listening to the show while you're down with your family and friends. I got an amazing young lady on with me. We're going to have an awesome conversation. And I do want to welcome her by saying the fact that it seems like for a lot of us, summer just really got started. Like, we're not even in the real heart of summer yet. You know, it's been hot for a while, so you can't really go by the temperature anymore. It's about when things start happening seasonally. So summer is really just getting started, but we are already talking going back to school. And every year, some amazing community organizations come together to make sure that children in our community have what they need to be successful, to make sure that children in our community are not left out in the dark when it comes to the supplies that they need to have a wonderful year. Our children are our future. They are the ones in which many of us need to be fighting for, all of us should be fighting for every day to make every aspect of their life better. A child does not have any control of the conditions in which they came into this world, but there are those of us that have the heart to come together and just the spirit of service to make sure that even those children know that they are loved and that they have what they need to be successful. So I'm excited to have with me today a young lady that I have seen grow and develop, and she has truly turned into an amazing leader for our region, an amazing leader for this area. She works on both sides of the river to get it done, and she works hard, and she is unapologetic, y'all, about what she does. I mean, she's just one of those bad black women. She just don't care. She's gonna do it because her heart tells her to do it, because her Christian values tell her that's what she needs to do, and she leads the way, and she don't worry about the haters. And I'm so excited about that and so happy to talk with this young lady and have her on today, Miss Chelsea Arrington. Chelsea, how are you today, Chelsea?
I'm doing wonderful, Teddy. How are you?
Chelsea, I am great, and I just thank God for his, you know, for his blessings and for taking care of me and my family and my daughter. You know, you just can't really ask for much more. You know, Chelsea, you and I go way back, you know, from when I really was a young professional. I mean, I'm 40 now, so I really can't say I'm a young professional anymore. But when I truly was a young professional out there with you guys, you know, trying to make a difference, trying to be heard, want someone to value our opinion, want to be a part of the conversation, forcing our way to the table in a lot of different situations, but refusing to be ignored and left behind. And Chelsea, it is just so amazing to see that you are still pushing ahead, that you are still helping to make a difference for our young professionals here in this community. What keeps you going, Chelsea?
That's my motivation. You know, my dad, he kept me going, you know, just with him not being here. He served his community well. So God, first and foremost, God, you know, just being a willing vessel out here just to be a blessing to others. So I'm just truly honored to serve my community.
Well, Chelsea, that's amazing. There's several things I'm going to talk with you about today. But the first one that I want to talk about is the back to school bash that you guys are going to have over in Phoenix City. You know, I've participated in the past, and it's always an amazing event to see the community come together, to see the smile on those young people's faces when they see the supplies that are being provided to them, knowing that when they start school, they will at least be equipped with what they need to be successful come day one. We're walking through the door looking for success, Chelsea. We're no longer going to get success later on down the road. We want it on day one, and that's what you guys are making happen. Talk to us about the 4th annual community-wide back-to-school bash over in Phoenix City.
Yeah, so this is our 4th year doing the community-wide back-to-school supply giveaway over in Phoenix City, Alabama. This year, we're Ranger to give out more than 500 book bags to students in the community, and that's stuffed book bags with school supplies. Of course, we're going to have free food, free giveaways, free resources there for the youth, so we have it all.
That's awesome. Now, where is this event going to be held, Chelsea?
So the event will be held at 318 Field Road, which is Mother Mary Mission School over in Phoenix City, Alabama.
Is there any type of registration, or if folks need a ticket, or do they have to let someone know they're coming? How does that part of it work?
No, you know, it's first come, first served. Usually, attendees start arriving an hour ahead of time. I would say get there early because we always give away all 400, 500 book bags. So make sure you get there early and come get all the free food as well.
So who are some of the partners that are working with you and your group to make this happen?
So this year is Generational Changers, which is my organization. And we also have the Phoenix City Qs. They're partnering with us this year to help put on the fourth annual community-wide back to school event. We also have community leaders, community organizations, and just people in the community that always give back, whether it's a monetary donation or just school supplies. They're always there to give back. So everyone, the whole community helps put this event on. So.
You talking about the Qs over there. I know if my pastor, Agent Chester, heard you say that, he's somewhere probably hopping and barking right now. But, you know, I love him, though, but yeah. That's my pastor. Yeah, that's great. Now, you know, the few times I've been out there, Chelsea, it's always been a very fun, festive, family-oriented environment. I mean, you know, you got the music, you got the games. You know, you folks are conscious about what they're doing around the children. You know, you don't see any foolishness or anything of that nature. What kind of environment should we expect this year at the event?
It's still a family-friendly environment. Of course, you're going to have your games, your music on, your free food. So it's for everyone. We always want to make sure our events are catered towards the community as a whole. So. Bring the whole family. Let's just have fun.
Awesome. So this is the fourth annual community-wide Back to School Bash, July 31st in Phoenix City. And it's going to be located at 318 Seal Road, which is, you said, Mother Missionary School?
Mother Mary Mission School, yes.
Mother Mary Mission School. All right, so that's 318 Seal Road. They're going to be giving out over 500 book bags, stuff book bags. So you can get your pencils, your paper, and other supplies, crayons that our younger kids need and things of that nature. They are going to be there with those supplies. And again, you guys, I'm saying this because I want you to write this down, because this is coming up July 31st. This is at the end of this month. It's the fourth annual community-wide Back to School Bash, July 31st in Phoenix City. Right across the road, I can hear Mayor Lowe now saying, positively, Phoenix City. So over in Phoenix City, the Back to School Bash, July 31st, we got free food, live music, fun and games, and free stuff backpacks for our young folks. Let's show our young people that we care. Let's show them that we want them to be successful. Let's support this event by telling the community about it so that you are aware of it. And another event that I do want to make you guys aware of is the Mobile Back to School Jam, which will be held right here in Columbus. Not to confuse the events, but the Mobile Back to School Jam will be July the 17th. That's July the 17th, 2021. It's going to be at Golden Park Baseball Field in the parking lot. And you guys, you know, that's over there by the Civic Center. And it is going to be from 10:30 a.m. until 12 p.m. And we have a lot of community partners coming together to make this happen. Of course, it's being spearheaded by AmeriGroup. And our AmeriGroup representative here is Ms. Lauren Chambers. But you're going to have the Columbus Police Department involved with this, Department of Juvenile Justice, Columbus Parks and Recs. You're going to have the Muskogee County School District, Piedmont, Kia for Kids, IACT Health, Greater Bellwood Baptist Church, that's my church, y'all, and AmeriGroup. So we got a lot of solid community partners coming together for this. There will be free school supplies. That's for right here in Columbus, Georgia, on July 17th, 2021. The Mobile Baptist School Jam will be in the parking lot of the Golden Park Baseball Field by the Civic Center. So I want you guys to realize that it's over by the Civic Center. And so we are going to have a good time from 10:30 to 12. And of course, let me not forget about the Georgia Department of Public Health. They are also partnering with this as well. And this is being led up and head by Lauren Chambers. A lot of you guys know who she is. And she's always doing back to school jams and supply drives for our children to make sure that our children have what they need to be successful. If you haven't figured it out by now, it's all about the kids. It's all about our future. It's all about giving them everything they need to be successful moving forward. We just can't tell them go to school, be good, do your work, and everything work out. No. As the professionals, as the community leaders, as the stakeholders, we got to do our part to make sure that it fits for them, that it works for them. You can give a child a flower. You can give them some seeds. You can give them some water. You can give them everything they need to properly plant a garden. But if you send them out there in a field of rocks, the garden is not going to grow. It's our job to make sure that the soil is out there for them to plant these seeds, to plant their plants, and watch them flourish. So we have work to do, too, and that's what you see us doing as community leaders. And I want to remind you, as Chelsea was just talking about, the Back to School Bash, which is going to be in Phoenix City on July 31st, 2021, at 318 Seal Road at Mother Mary Mission Church. And this will be the fourth annual. I promise you it's going to be a good time. I've been out there before. I might even sneak out there for this event if I can find some time to get out there. Because it's always a great time. It's always good seeing the people over there in Phoenix City come together and really work hard to make a difference in the community. So those are our two back-to-school jams and bash that we wanted to talk about. Now, Chess, I want to kind of turn back to you. Because you were recently elected to be the president of the Urban League Young Professionals. And I wanted to talk about that for a second because I remember when we were first starting the Urban League Young Professionals here in Columbus, and we had folks trying to tell us that we didn't need another young professional group. We even had some people to go as far as to say, is this the young professional group for black people? And that right there, Chelsea, demonstrated to me that these people asking these questions had no concept of history or anything else, because the Urban League itself, the National Urban League, has had young professional groups all over this country for a while, well before they became popular with any other entity, you know, like media groups and chambers and things of that nature. The Urban League's long had young professional groups. We just didn't have one here in Columbus, Georgia. But it was fitting because the Urban League carries out a mission that a lot of other organizations don't even begin to touch. As a matter of fact, some of these organizations are afraid to even address the issue of social justice, the issue of fighting for marginalized individuals, the issue of really standing out there and doing what's right for the minority communities, particularly those communities that have been left behind, downtrodden, and just simply forgotten about politicians who've promised them so much, and then once the voting day is over, you don't see them no more until the next election. So that's what the Urban League still today has been focused on for a while. And Chelsea, you are the new president of the Urban League Young Professionals. How does that feel?
It's an amazing feeling, Teddy. You know, as always, it's just I'm thrilled to be a leader that's always serving here in the community. So, you know, any opportunity I get to serve the community, I'm going to do it. So I'm just very humble and just very grateful for the opportunity to serve.
Now, with you being the president now, I know you have a reason to show up now and come to all the meetings and everything. But prior to that, your track record of service within the organization was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, you know, even those days that I'm talking about, those early days, I remember seeing Chelsea Arrington in the room saying, what can I do and how can I help? What was it about the Urban League that motivated you to stay and to be engaged and to be involved?
Just really serving the underserved in our community, and really having a voice at the table where there's no voice. So that's something that really made me stay and really wanted to push Urban League more and more in the community.
So what should we expect from a President Chelsea, President Arrington? What should we expect from you with the organization moving forward? Well, what are some of the goals you would like to accomplish?
Just reaching more young professionals here in the community, those that believe in the mission and the vision of Urban League. We want to have them on board with us. You know, it's going to take all of us to make our voices heard in the community. It's going to take all of us to actually serve our community. So we're just looking for more and more young professionals here in this greater Columbus area.
Now,
so I'm very excited and thrilled for those that will be coming on board with us.
Awesome. So let's go through the executive team for this upcoming year. Of course, you'll be serving as president, and Tiffany McBride will be serving as the vice president, right?
Yes, she will. Yes.
And Tiffany is amazing. You know, Tiffany is just one of those positive spirits, you know, from the moment she comes around you, you know, just always full of positive energy, hard work, ready to go. Don't have to always have it her way, knows how to compromise, knows how to get a team to moving, how to get people to working together. And that spills over too in the classroom for her, because of course, you know, she teaches, she's taught at Auburn now for a while, and she's working on her PhD. So, you know, you certainly have a big heavy hitter there in your vice president. Now tell us about your other officers.
We have Ms. Apollo, she's our social engagement chair. We have Ms. Epiphany, who is our membership chair. We have Mr. Demetrius McBride, who will be serving as our civic engagement chair. We have Ms. Lakita Judkins, who will be serving as our secretary. We have Ms. Courtney James, who will be serving as our treasurer. We have Ms. Tara, who will be serving as our policy and procedures chair. And we have Ms. Bree, who will be serving as our community service chair. And that is our executive team at the moment.
Well, that is awesome. And I certainly heard quite a few names of people that I know. And this is going to be a great team, and we're off to a great year. Now, the Urban League Young Professionals and the Urban League Greater Columbus, we don't allow the river to be a boundary for us. As a matter of fact, the river serves as the connection link for us, and it pulls us together as an organization. Being the president that resides in Phoenix City but will be serving over the entire organization, what are you looking forward to make sure that people on both sides of the river knows that this is one organization, one people, moving this one region in one direction?
As always, I'm a person that likes bridging the gap where there may be a faith. So, you know, just making sure there's a voice in both areas at the same time. I'm glad we have representatives that are on the board from both sides of the river. So we're moving and shaking in both cities as representatives. So I'm just super excited for what's to come for Urban League.
Now, Chelsea, you do a lot of work with the Urban League, and we talked about the back to school jam that you're doing there, the back to school bash, and there are a lot of other things that you do, to the point to where I don't think it's questionable and certainly undeniable that you are a community leader there in Phoenix City. Now, were you born and raised in Phoenix City?
I was.
So you was born and raised in this region. So as a young person who matriculated through the school system in that area and who's now back in this area living, what is your assessment of our community now compared to about, you know, 10, 15 years ago? Do you think that things are moving in the right direction? And what are some of the things you think that we can do to improve if it's not moving in the right direction?
I think, as always, things are moving, but we have to make sure we're putting people in place, you know, just to make sure that we keep progressing in life, even moving forward with the things that we're supposed to be doing as a community. So I really just see both cities progressing in the next 5 to 10 years with rising leaders that may take some of these, you know, local positions. So, I mean, I'm just excited for what's to come for both cities, Columbus and Phoenix City.
Yeah, and there's definitely probably over the next few years, potentially within the next 5 to 6 years, many of our elected positions have the propensity to look a lot different than they are now. What do you think? How do you think that new surge of energy in individuals will impact our community and our political system?
I think we'll start to see more growth here in both regions, as it pertains to, you know, more younger people residing in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So I just see us progressing, Ted, to be really honest. I just see us progressing in all areas, because they're coming with new ideas. You know, nowadays you have people who are settled with where they're at. So you have these young people who are rising. They're getting ready to take charge, and we may be headed in a whole new direction more than we probably realize. So.
Right. Now, another thing I've seen you work on, and you've been very committed to it over the years, is that our at-large school board representative, Kia Chambers, who I absolutely love. She does a phenomenal job. Kia is one of those school board members who refuse to be bullied. She refused to allow certain interest groups to tell her how she had to vote and how she must vote. She puts the community first. We've seen her do that on many different occasions. We've seen her stand up to special interests to say, no, I'm not going to do this because I feel this is not what our children need. And that's why she gets so much respect from people in our community, because of the fact that she carries her own voice. And she kind of reminds me of a lot of our younger elected leaders here in, that we have seen that's been able to move on into leadership capacity, like Toya Tucker and Danielle Forte and people of that nature. You know, there's a different way of thinking. There's a different generational thought there that feels that, you know, at the end of the day, I'm elected by my community and I have to be there for my community. And I need to be there for the people who put me in place. But you have helped Kia, you and Akir, another amazing young lady, the former president of the Urban League Young Professionals. You guys have helped Kia work through her scholarship program both years, all the years that they've done it, where she's providing scholarships to young folks. What is it that made you want to engage in that process with Ms. Chambers?
You know, it was just an opportunity that I saw, and I was ready to get engaged with it. You know, just her and her husband, you know, pillars in the community, and to see them wanting to pour back into our youth and young adults, soon to be young adults, you know, venturing off to college, you know, I was once in those shoes. So I understand how important it is to have scholarships, to have that financial aid while attending college. So, you know, just to see Travis and Kia pour back out into our youth, I mean, it's amazing the love that they have for their community.
Absolutely. So all the people that are listening to the show, you know, we're talking to Chelsea Arrington, and I've talked about the back to school bash, in which she plays a huge role in making sure that's organized in Phoenix City each year. And this is the fourth year. We've talked about her being the incoming president. Now Dooley, president of the Urban League Young Professionals. And I've also talked about her helping our at-large school board, Representative Kia Chambers, with her annual scholarship event. So if you guys didn't believe me in the beginning, I told you, Chelsea is all over the region. She is everywhere, doing everything, contributing to everybody, and doing it with a smile and doing it with a great heart and a heart of service that matters the most. You know, Chelsea, in today's society, it's kind of hard to find people with a true heart of service. So many folks out here doing things for photo ops and opportunity to put up a Facebook post. In your own words, what does it mean and why is it important that we have people in our community with true hearts of service?
I think it's important that we have people in our community with true hearts of service because, you know, you may be the only encounter someone has. So while you have that one-on-one encounter with someone, you know, give them a smile, give them a hug, you know, show them the true love of God in it all. So I'm just a firm believer, you know, that at the end of the day, what God has for you is for you, and no one can take it. And, you know, I just thank God that I'm a willing vessel. As other people are in the community, we're just a willing vessel out here to serve our community in whatever way possible. So I'm just truly humble, and I mean, I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve in whatever capacity.
Now, Chelsea, I know things are not always easy, and things are oftentimes tough. You know, the best of us run into days in which, you know, we find ourselves extremely challenged, whether that's challenged spiritually, challenged emotionally, challenged financially, whatever the challenge may be, we oftentimes find ourselves with challenges sometimes. And we just need a word to help us overcome, to help us stick in the fight for this period. Because I think, you know, one of my favorite songs used to say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And there are some people out there that needs to know that joy will come in the morning. And I just want to give you one last opportunity to leave us with a word of inspiration, letting the people of this region know, those that are tired of the crime, those that are tired of the murders, those that are tired of the burglaries, those that want to work but we don't have sufficient jobs because of the high employment rate, those that want to be engaged but they feel that, you know, they don't fit in with the wannabe, you know, in charge crew around here. Those that really love this community and don't want to give up on it, but every day it's becoming harder and harder because we're seeing yet another shooting on TV, yet another young black man dead, yet another facility closing and people losing jobs. How do we convince our people to stay motivated and keep moving and waiting on that page to turn and more opportunities, better opportunities, and safer communities to come?
You know, Teddy, the Bible says in Galatians 6:9, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. So although, you know, we may have these trials and tribulations that comes about, you know, don't be weary, because in your due season, you're going to reap it. You're going to come out on top, and you're going to have victory. So I mean, that's really all I have to leave the people with. You know, you're going to come out on victorious.
I love it. Miss Arrington, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for being that bright, shining light in our community. Thank you for being that brave leader that's willing to step up and say, you know, I will do the best that I can with what I've been given to lead us to the next level. And that's where real change begins, with those that are not afraid to step out there and be that difference maker. And that you are, my friend. So thank you again for joining me today, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you, Teddy.
This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I just had my interview again with Chelsea Arrington. Don't forget about that Back to School Bash over in Phoenix City on July 31st at 318 Seal Road at Mother Mary Mission Church. They will be giving away 500 book bags packed with supplies for our young folks. Also, let's not forget about Lauren and Amira Group and the other amazing sponsors with that program that we spoke about earlier. This mobile Back to School Jam will be July 17th, 2021. And the mobile Back to School Jam will be located at Garden Park. And that will be in the parking lot of Garden Park at the Civic Center. And there are a lot of partners engaged with that we are extremely excited about as well. So hats off to Chelsea and Lauren for helping to make these things happen for our community. You just heard from one very strong black woman here in our community. Leadership matters. You heard what she said. Let's go with it, Columbus. Let's go with it, Chattahoochee Valley. Let's go with it, Phoenix City. We can make the difference for our community. It starts with women like one you just heard today, willing to make the difference, willing to be in the fight for us all, willing to be the person to help take us to the next level. We can get there. Happy 4th of July. I'll see you again next Sunday.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.